You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 11 new local COVID-19 cases, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian saying it's perhaps the scariest period for the state since the start of the pandemic.
So I do want to stress that my level of concern is medium to high across New South Wales, but at the same time, the couple of things that we're pleased about is that all the new cases but one are linked.
That so far unlinked case is a man in his 40s, a hairdresser from Western Sydney who works in Double Bay. New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall is among those to have tested positive. He dined at the Christo's Pizzeria in Paddington on Monday night at the same time as a previously reported case. He's told the ABC he's feeling fine.
I don't have any symptoms at this stage at all, and I'm very hopeful that remains the case, or if I have some, they're quite minimal. But I'm more concerned about the implications that this will have for all of my parliamentary colleagues.
Mr. Marshall attended State Parliament on Tuesday before learning he needed to isolate and get tested. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says rapid testing's being used to ensure critical functions can continue in Parliament, including the passing of the budget.
I can confirm that this gentleman had very low infectivity when he presented for testing, but obviously for the abundance of caution, we can't preclude that he was infectious the previous day when that person was present in Parliament.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's been deemed a casual contact and has returned a negative result. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has been declared a close contact and is self-isolating. He's also returned a negative result. During an interview on Channel 7, he's played down fears that Sydney is on the brink of a lockdown.
It's very important that here in New South Wales, we strike the balance of keeping the economy going, keeping people in jobs. It's important for mental health. It's important for generally much more than that.
Tighter restrictions came into effect in the Greater Sydney, Blue Mountains, Central Coast and Shell Harbour regions yesterday and will last for a week. They include a limit of 5 visitors to the home and compulsory mask wearing in all indoor settings. People living or working in the city of Sydney, Waverley, Randwick, Canada Bay, Inner West, Bayside and Woollahra cannot move outside the Sydney metropolitan area unless it's essential. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Scott White says around 150 cautions have been issued to people for not wearing masks where required.
There are clearly people now that want to be mischievous or simply want to go beyond the order. Those people will be spoken to by police and will be issued with a penalty notice rather than be given the option of a caution.
An investigation continues into transport and work and health and safety offences that may have been committed by a Sydney Airport limousine driver who tested positive to the highly infectious Delta variant. A result is expected early next week.
It's not as simple as issuing a ticket to this gentleman thinking that the whole system is repaired or one person is responsible for where we're at today.
A Melbourne man who attended a super spreader social event in Sydney's west has tested positive for COVID-19 after returning home. The Oakley man was one of about 30 guests at a birthday party at his daughter's house in West Hoxton on Saturday night. The man, aged in his 60s, caught a return flight from Western Sydney Airport on Sunday afternoon. Health Minister Martin Foley says he began to feel unwell on Tuesday night and got tested the next day.
We've already established his primary close contacts and they are all undergoing testing. We're gathering information and we are getting on top of this as quickly as we can.
The infected man lives alone. Victoria's COVID commander Jerome Wymar says his sole initial primary close contact is a work colleague at a dry cleaning shop in Sandringham.
I'm pleased to confirm there is a QR code system in place, I believe, at that venue. We are pulling that data as I speak, and we will be in contact with all the customers who've used that facility while this individual was there.
Due to Sydney's worsening outbreak, Victoria will make the entirety of Greater Sydney and Wollongong red zones under the state's permit system from 1 a.m. Acting Premier James Molino says COVID-19 restrictions will ease in Victoria tonight as planned, though.
The steps we need to take to help us stay safe are now more important than ever. You need to check in everywhere every time. When you can, get vaccinated.
Queensland has recorded three new community COVID-19 cases linked to a flight attendant who was infected during hotel quarantine before briefly spending time in Brisbane. One of the new cases is the manager of the Portuguese Family Centre, where the woman had visited. The other two were travelling with the flight attendant when she was out in Brisbane. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says all three have been in quarantine during their infectious period.
So I'm not concerned that any of these three cases are a risk to the Queensland community, and I'm not concerned with that outbreak in that we now do have everyone in quarantine that we believe was at risk.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.